Hey everyone, I'm Sam, and you're listening to 7-Minute Books. Today we're talking about The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. Sophie, I have to ask, did this one leave you as wrecked as it left me?
Oh, absolutely. This is a story that gets under your skin. It follows Star Carter, a girl who lives in two very different worlds, and one night changes everything.
Right, and the way she navigates those worlds is almost impossible. Every morning, she has to code switch for Williamson Prep. She changes her clothes, her posture, and her vocabulary.
She even calls herself Star Version 2.0, the acceptable black girl. She lets her friends touch her hair and laughs at jokes that aren't funny, just to stay comfortable.
Exactly.
And at home, she's just Star, the daughter of an ex-gang member turned family man. She's a different person in Garden Heights.
Then the night of the party happens. She runs into Khalil, her childhood best friend. He's not the same sweet kid. He's gotten hard, and there are rumors he's selling drugs for the King Lords.
But he gives her a ride home to escape a fight. On the way, they're reconnecting, remembering old times. For a second, the old Khalil is back.
And then a traffic stop changes everything because of a broken taillight. The officer orders them out. Khalil's compliant, but the cop is tense and aggressive.
He mistakes Khalil's hairbrush for a gun. He fires 7 shots, and Khalil dies in the street. Star is left holding that brush, covered in his blood.
I'm not gonna lie, that scene wrecked me. And the worst part is what comes after. The media starts tearing Khalil apart. They call him a thug, a drug dealer, a menace.
They're building a narrative to justify his death. They never mention he was a 17-year-old kid with a grandmother who loved him. Star is the only one who knows the truth.
Right.
So now she has to decide whether to speak up, and that's a terrifying place to be.
Her dad, Maverick, is a major influence. He's got a past, but he's rebuilt his life on Black Panther principles. He tells her silence is complicity, so she needs to find her voice.
Her mom, Lisa, a nurse, is terrified for her safety. And her uncle Carlos is a cop, which complicates everything. He represents the idea that not all cops are bad, but the system is broken.
Absolutely.
And at school, it's not any easier. Her white friends organize a protest that feels more like a performance. Her best friend Haley says some seriously tone-deaf racist stuff.
That's the moment Star starts to realize that the polite silence of Williamson is a betrayal. She can't keep being the acceptable version of herself.
So, she decides to testify to the grand jury. She doesn't sanitize the story. She says Khalil sold drugs to support his family, that he was scared, and that he was murdered for holding a hairbrush.
She tells the truth in brutal detail, and that takes so much courage.
But the grand jury still doesn't indict. The officer walks free, and Garden Heights erupts in riots.
Her family's store gets firebombed, her brother is attacked, and the King Lords start threatening her. The violence that was always simmering just boils over.
And the book makes an important point. The riot isn't mindless destruction. It's a scream of pain from a community that's been unheard for too long.
That perspective changed how I look at protest. Honestly.
And it's the catalyst for Star's transformation. She stops being a translator and becomes a warrior. She joins the protest, leads a chant, and refuses to be silent.
She uses her privilege from Williamson as a weapon. She confronts her friends, breaks up with Haley, and forces her boyfriend Chris to see her fully.
That's a major step. She's finally integrating her two selves, and that authenticity is revolutionary.
Yes.
The novel doesn't promise a happy courtroom ending. The officer is eventually arrested, but a conviction isn't guaranteed. The real victory is that Khalil's story got told, and his humanity was restored.
That's the deeper theme. Silence is a form of violence. The good kid narrative is a trap. Khalil didn't have to be perfect to deserve to live.
Exactly. The book breaks down the myth of the thug. It shows that poverty and crime are symptoms of a broken system. Maverick is a perfect example. He's an ex-dealer, but he's also a loving dad and a community pillar.
And Star's identity journey is about learning she can be both the Williamson girl and the Garden Heights girl. She doesn't have to choose.
It also gives a nuanced look at policing. Uncle Carlos is a good officer, but the system protects itself. It's not just a few bad apples, it's the whole barrel.
And the title, The Hate You Give, is from Tupac. The hate society gives its kids comes back to destroy everyone. The only way to break that cycle is to speak truth.
So the revolution starts with a word, not a gun. Star's voice becomes a weapon for everyone who's been silenced.
That's my biggest takeaway. Your voice is a responsibility. If you have the chance to be heard, you owe it to the people who can't speak.
That's a powerful takeaway.
It really is.
And if you want to go deeper, check out 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So The Hate You Give is a story about speaking your truth, no matter the cost. It's about the power of your voice to change the world, even when it feels impossible. We'll see you in the next one.